Oh, child, that was me. Sorry. Okay, 6084. Oh, she hung up. Okay, 7595, you live on the air.
Hi, Amon.
Hey, what's going on? Talk to me.
So, the Nikki, I want to talk about the Nikki and the Cardi.
Okay.
I'm happy about Cardi getting up with the shave room for once. I think that was real adult-ish. But for the Nikki situation, I think people took it as a joking way. And she joked like that with her fans. She always talking about, you know, they do the most. And but when she pushed that little boy, the one she tapped on the shoulder, I saw another video that she tapped that boy on the shoulder like that because he was pushing on a girl, I heard. It's another video going on. Why it was the reason why she tapped that little boy like that. And that was not the one she pushed in the video. I'm talking about the first video. It's multiple videos. I have to watch.
Oh, I'm talking about the boy she shoved that was taking a picture. That had nothing to do with no little girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel
so
like
I don't even
want to
hear that.
I mean, Nikki is okay. So Nikki, for one, she didn't have no mask. She didn't have a mask. Nikki is crazy.
So she shouldn't have been. So if she don't have no mask, first of all, I don't care about you not. Don't do no wireless festival. Don't go and then don't do no meet and greet in the middle of. What do you mean? What are we talking about?
It still don't matter. She is pregnant. Y'all got to realize she's hiding her pregnancy. I mean, the crowd was going crazy. She told people to back up. The police wasn't doing shit. I mean, I didn't mean to curse. But the police wasn't doing nothing.
Thank you.
She was doing everything.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Listen, thank you. What we're not finna do, I mean, y'all can come on here. What we're not going to do, I mean, I get it. Like on one end, I get it. Back up. Give me my space. Back up. Give my space. I'm trying to be out here, meet and greet with y'all. Come on. You come to me with that kind of logic, I get it. You try to make excuses for why she put her hands on that little boy like that, I'm not with it because I feel like y'all justifying it. And then for you to try to call in and try to make it seem like, oh, there was another little boy that put his hand on a girl. That ain't had nothing to do with no girl. And that's what I be talking about. That's what I be talking about, and I don't like that. I don't care about nothing about some video about some boy tapping a girl that I didn't see. I'm talking about the little gay boy that she pushed like that. That's what I'm talking about. I don't give a shit about no girl that I didn't see. And y'all, we're not finna make this about that. I'm not finna do it. I'm in that era again. I'm there with it. I'm not even finna entertain no conversation like that. And I'm not even finna dilute. And I'm not even finna minimize. Putting your hands on a gay boy is not as important as putting your hands on a girl or whatever. Don't put your hands on nobody. I'm not going to minimize her putting her hands on that boy that in the way that she did. He was not even facing her. Talking about a mask. He wasn't even looking at her. His back was towards her. Do y'all want to see the video again? So what we're not going to do, you can't come on here and tell me that, oh, she's pregnant. And she, you know, we in the middle of a pandemic and this, that, and third. Well, then she shouldn't have got out and did a meet and greet in the middle of the street. You did your show. People were happy. You outside. Call it a day. That was an impromptu meet and greet. She didn't sell tickets for that. She didn't have to do that. So I don't want to hear the excuses about we're in a pandemic. It was, you're Nicki freaking Minaj, an international superstar. What do you think? Two people are going to show up? I'm not going to deal with it. I'm not going to entertain BS, guys. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to entertain a bunch of BS. I'm not going to do it. Y'all know I ride for my boys, and I'm going to continue to ride for my boys because there's not enough people that do out there. Even some of our own community don't ride. And I'm never going to dilute the experience of a black gay boy in this country. Yeah, I'm going there. I'm never going to dilute it for anybody. If that was a girl, she wouldn't have did that like that. Period. And then to try to say, oh, well, there was a boy that hit a girl. That don't have nothing to do with nothing. That's not what we're talking about. So don't even, like, if you want to start that conversation, this is probably not even a conversation I have. Because I'm not going to be hearing it. So I'm just going to give y'all a warning. 4758, you live on the air.
I don't have nothing to do with nothing. That's not what we're talking about.
Turn me down in the back.
Hello?
Hey.
I'm live? Oh, shit, guys. Hold on. Well, I kind of wanted to touch bases on just it being a kid, a minor. I don't really care about his sexuality. I think it's a kid. Like, that's what moves me. Like, if somebody puts your son like that and he out there to support your, what you're doing, it's a difference. Like, you want the same gay boy to post your music and your videos and support you, but you showing out like that. But that, like you said, that's really how celebrities be.
Yeah, that's how they do. That's how they do. And you know.
So I was just agreeing with you. I'm trying to piggyback agreeing.
Yeah, and so, you know, and I know you don't want to get into the topic of sexuality, but that do mean something towards me because I just feel like people, you could clock that was a queen, a little gay boy, so you felt like, okay, girl, let me push him out the way. I told you to move. You know how many people she's probably been telling move all day that wasn't listening?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Come on.
But it's a minor. To me, it's a kid first. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Cool, he gay? Yeah. But it's a kid first. You know what I mean? It's a
that
child.
Too.
It's not a grown man.
Yeah.
Like, you should have had your own bodyguards moving people out the way. Because had somebody snatched your chain or did some weird shit, then it would have been a different story. They'd have flipped it a different way.
Yes, but then you cursing, so I got to let you go, too. But thank you. 4110, you live on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Yo? What's up?
Hi.
Okay,
you sound like you finna say something stupid. 8293, you live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
So, listen, I'm going to keep this short and cute. So, did you notice that they didn't even post Cardi's Vogue magazine photos? Like, they haven't posted at all. You've been the only one.
Who hasn't posted? I haven't, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't follow the blogs. I'll type their names in. So,
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. So the Shade Room hasn't posted her Vogue pictures. The
well, they probably didn't post because they probably didn't want it to look like it was a stunt. Even now that they're cool, so now we're back posting her Vogue and we're going to post her song. So they're probably not going to post. They shouldn't because that's going to look crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
I understand
I
that.
With you. Yeah, but I also just thought it was strange, like you were saying, like how the microphone situation went viral, right? But her Vogue photos. Like nobody, Jasmine Brand, which is a black ran blog, correct?
Yes.
Okay, the Neighborhood Talk hasn't posted her Vogue pictures. I haven't seen it on Hollywood Unlocked, and she's supposed to be cool with Cardi. So
like
why
I said,
is the microphone
I, so you asking me?
Light?
Okay, so you asking
well,
me?
Just,
so you want to know?
Just
okay,
saying,
No. I'm about to tell you. I'm about to tell you as a blogger. I don't know that. Now I want to say this very clearly. I don't know this to be fact. Like, I don't know what's going on with her and these people. I'm just saying, you're asking me, why would they post a microphone picture, right? Or why would they post that and then not post the Vogue? Okay. Well, let's start here. The microphone beating, you can title that, Cardi B beats fan with microphone. That's going to cause a ton of engagement, clicks, views, which equals revenue, impressions. That's how bloggers make their money, through ads and revenue and ad placement, right? So I'm going to post it. You don't want me to post that, but I'm going to post it because that's what the people want. That's what you want to see. You really want to see that. Now, your Vogue cover, your music, that's a luxury. Okay, I don't have to do that because my people really don't care about that really like that. Not me. The people, like, I mean, that's cute. It looks good. But I don't have to post that, actually. I can make more money posting the microphone. Now, if we cool, you scratch my back, I scratch your back, I might post the Vogue cover. But if you ain't doing nothing for me, I'm going to post what I want to post. I'm going to post what's going to bring me the most money. And maybe your Vogue cover don't bring me that much money, baby. But that microphone do.
Yeah, what you saying makes sense. And it's unfortunate, but I think it just goes to what Cardi has been always saying. Like, y'all love to post me in a negative light, but when do y'all ever show me in a positive light? Like, keep it balanced. So I think...
There's that other part where, like I said earlier, every single blog, media, I don't know if you watch the news. You got Fox News. You got CNN. You got, you know, they, each one of them, they're biased to their respective party. Every media platform is biased. I'm biased. I have biases. And anybody that tells you that they're not biased is a liar. Okay? And so people will post depending on who they cool with or not. And however you decide who you're going to be cool with or not is however that relationship is formed. You know, each situation is different. I don't know. But people post based upon their biases. Like, you see, they didn't post. No blogs posted Nicki Minaj pushing the fan. I'm sure the Neighborhood Talk didn't post that. I'm sure the Shade Room didn't post that. But you know who did post that? I'll tell you who did post
it.
And this is
page.
Well, not even just my page. This is what I'm trying to tell y'all, that people do stuff. I'm going to show you who posted. This is why we talk about black media, and it gets to a point where it's like, or support black businesses, but it's like you got to really say forget black business, because black people, they crabs in the barrels and they move funny anyway. But I'll just tell you, when you get into, when you want to look and see who posted, page six, big media posted. Page six posted it. Let's be very clear. I'm about to pull it up for you right now. Yeah. So this was real news. Page six posted this. So them other girls ignored it. This is on page six. That's the only reason why I was like, okay, let me go ahead and talk about it. This is on page six.
Wow.
Yeah. This made major news. Page six is a major news site. It made page six that she pushed that little boy. Okay? And so a lot of these other platforms are showing their bias because why? Majority of their fans are Barbs. Nicki Minaj, they're in bed with Nicki Minaj. Her album is coming out. I feel like, you know, the Shade Room could have maybe been reaching out to Nicki Minaj and she told them, hey, I'm going to give you something. I'm going to give you the drop. I'm going to give you the exclusive. You know, that's why Nicki Minaj could hit them up and be like, take that down. Post something better of me. Boy, you know, we just was talking. I'm finna give you this interview, you know, whatever. Kyle, I done had you all on the Neighborhood Talk. I mean, on the Queen Radio. Half of your platforms are Barbs. So post in the right way. And then, you know, and that's how it works. Hollywood Unlocked doesn't post Nicki Minaj. They don't post. They just don't post. They're not posting her at all.
Right.
Bad or good. They just don't post her.
Dang, Armand, you really got me thinking about this differently now. Wow.
Yeah. Cause we gotta be real about how this thing works. This, see, a lot of y'all on the outside, y'all don't really know how this works on the inside.
Right.
There's a whole formula to this. You know, is it right? Is it like it is? What it, but everybody's out for themselves, including the celebrity.
Yeah, it definitely is. It is what it is. But I'm gonna hang up so you can take some more calls, Boo.
Okay, thank you, Boo. All right.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye. Zero 509, you're live on the air. Hello? Okay, not ready. Okay, 0021, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand, I'm calling. I want to ask you something. As an on-air personality and rising new media blogger, when you mention fan pages like the Cardi B gang, you know, telling on you, do you ever fear that you're going to be, like, blacklisted for future opportunities? Or how do you combat the fan pages trying to gas the celebrities?
Well, here's the thing. You can't. You honestly, the fan pages are going to do that. The most recent thing that happened, it happened with Natalie Nunn. So here's the thing. As a new person in the game, a lot of these people will see you. I was talking to my mom about this, and she literally was like, Armand, I don't know if you're coming across desperate for opportunities or what, you know. And I was like, I hope I'm not coming across desperate, because what will happen is the fans, the viewers, they see that you're growing, or they see that you're grinding, or they see that things are happening for you, right? And so it literally just happened with Natalie Nunn. I had her on my platform. I don't know if you was here to see that interview.
Yeah, I was.
We did an interview, phenomenal interview. She was talking about how she wanted, you know, Zeus, and we were just kind of laughing and cackling and about a reunion, this, that, and the third. And people had known that I expressed that I wanted a reunion on my show, on here. And so Milan Christopher called me, and he was like, hey, you know, I want you to come on this live. You know what I'm saying? You know, like, bitch, I feel like he was easy on her. The live went viral, and I was like, I wasn't easy on her. And, you know, he was reading her. I wasn't reading her. The Bad Girls Club fan pages went back and told Natalie Nunn that I was online kikiing with Milan Christopher and reading her. So she's like, what's going on? And I'm like, girl, here's the live. But I say that to say people will try to get you in beef with people, especially when they feel like, oh, you can be doing some good work or an opportunity can be held. And so, and if you have some celebrities that are very weak-minded, they will not, they will feed into whatever the fan page is saying. And so if they feel like they're going to give you an opportunity or you're coming to them for an opportunity, they, you will, you may lose that relationship with that celebrity, because if they have a dedicated fan base and they have dedicated fans that they've been talking to and trust, sometimes they won't even go do the research themselves and they'll just unfollow you. This has happened to Nick, for me, from Nicki Minaj. People have lied on me and said I talked about her kid and everything. You know what I'm saying? So it happens. But I get to a point where I'm going to say what I'm going to say. And like I said, no one pays my bills. And so, you know, the content pays my bills. So as a new content creator or media personality, as I'm trying, I don't know if that's what you want to do or if that's what you're doing. I would say you got to be true to yourself and understand that, you know, some of these relationships, it might come across that you're going to burn them. But if you pay attention, a lot of these celebrities only respond to the negative. When you're shouting them out or doing the or doing the positive stories and doing that, they don't give you no engagement. But the minute you say something out the woodwork, they're there. So it's just a catch-22. But at the same time, you just don't want to be that person. You can have your opinion, but you don't want to be that person that's making up lies on people and then coming from a malicious place. I try to make sure that I'm not coming from a malicious place, but I also kind of make sure I let people know that, listen, I'm not here to be a stand for anybody. You know, I'm here for me. Let's do some work together. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just have to make that clear. But as you're on your come up, people will see that you're hungry. And so people will kind of use the fact that they have more access than you at times to kind of make it like kind of control you. Like, they can do that to try to make you, you know what I'm saying? Like, and you might feel like, damn, like, I don't want to say this and I can't say that. You know, but then you have to realize, well, you know what? I may not get this opportunity, and that's fine. But I have to be true to myself. So, you know, it's a dog-eat-dog world out there, girl, and it's not for everybody. And then you don't get a lot of support from your counterparts because it's a competition. Everybody wants to be first. Everybody wants to have the exclusive. Everybody wants to be the one that gets the interview. So I hope that answered your question.
Yes, it did. It really was for you, though, because that was hurting my heart. You know, I want to see you win. I want you to go as far as you can.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want, you know, them bothering you.
I'm going to be good. I just think that I have to, like, I'm going to be good being true to myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't do things from a malicious place. I love everybody, but I'm not going to kiss nobody's ass.
Fair
and
enough.
I think that that's where you get the respect. That's how you earn your respect. All right. Thanks, Lou.
That's how you earn respect.
Yes. Okay. 1304, you're live on the air. Hello? Okay. Not ready. 0283, you're live on the air.
Yes. Hi, Armand. I just wanted to say you hit the nail on the head when you talk about basically how blog sites, they're going to post whatever they want to post and things like that, just to get the people talking like it's their job. So it's no shade. Cardi gets posted negatively. Nicki gets posted negatively. It happens to every celebrity. Moving on from that, I just want to say Nicki did a really good job at shutting down the UK. And the barb that she did push, she didn't take any offense to it. It's just how she communicates with her fans. And yeah, the love is real out here for her, and you have a great night. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Shout out to you. She did a good job in the UK, and I still don't care about that being the love that she had for her fans. That was still no excuse. We're not gonna minimize that. 1988. He's a kid. He don't even know what that probably no. 1988, you're live on the air.
Hey, I'm on.
Hey, what's going on?
Thank you for your commentary because it's not biased at all tonight. You were telling the truth about the blog, Cardi and Nicki. But if you remember, Jason Lee went and he said on Hollywood Unlocked that Nicki does pay the blogs. She offered to pay him.
Yeah, I don't remember that. I don't remember that at all. So I'm not going to say that I do,
okay.
But okay, well, I'll let you go ahead. Now, what now? I don't remember that, but go ahead.
Yes, and because I go back.
Okay.
Yes, Nicki was. He said that Nicki did try to pay the boss, but it's not about Nicki to me. It's really about Cardi because I really feel as if this lady is really going through a mental health crisis because Cardi rollout is not going the way they normally go. And it's really like a problem with her to me. And she needs to just avoid all of this and come back as the bad bitch that she is.
Yes.
And just let it go.
I just think that what's happening is this, you know, the pressure is on this album, you know, this album number two, and she's just probably overthinking it. And that's honestly just what it is. I think that, you know, it's a lot of girls out, you know, and you know, listen, she's hot, but she's not the only one anymore. You know what I'm saying? And it's not just her and Nicki anymore. It's a lot of girls now, and these girls really, really working, and you know, and they're putting out a lot of music, and music is not sticking the same way that it used to. And so, you know, this is not 5 years ago when Cardi B first came out, and everybody was singing her songs, and everybody was talking about her on the Breakfast Club, and the whole hype for, you know, Cardi B, like, this is not that time. Now they want to see, okay, you've been in the game for a minute. What is this second album finna do? And so that's a lot of pressure, but I think but she can do it, and she will do it.
Pressure will either bust a pipe or make a diamond. It's one of the two. You get what I'm saying? So I feel as if, first of all, she needs to come out. If Cardi, if you're listening, I know you're listening. You need to come out and be the thing that you was in the first place. Get back on your lives. Show people your life. That's what we fell in love with. All her fans and, you know, the general public and, you know, and people in general, she has to get back out there. And I know, like, even in her interviews, it's like she doesn't talk like she used to. She doesn't say, she's very, like, she talks, but it's not like she used to. Like, on lip service,
I think the energy you'll get, like, it's probably she just maintaining. And I don't know. She hasn't told me or anything like that, but I just feel like it's probably coming from a place of like, okay, I got to make sure this next project is good. Like, there's a lot of, it's a lot riding on this, and it's been a lot of years. And everybody's talking about, are we getting an album? Are we getting an album? Are we getting an album? Oh, we ain't getting no album. You know what I'm saying? So people are talking
about it.
And so it just is what it is. But I think that Cardi B will definitely pull through, and she needs to pull through. Cause she's still got work to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, since she's came out, it's new girls on the scene.
Yeah. Cause Lotto is coming.
Lotto is working, and Megan Thee Stallion, don't sleep on her just because she don't have the numbers. That's a rapper's rapper, but Lotto, her team is doing it. You know what I mean? So these girls are out here, you know, and so it's bigger than just, oh, Nicki Minaj versus Cardi B.
Yeah, but I want to see all of them win, though. I like Lotto.
I want to see every girl win.
Right.
Listen, I got to be like I'm older than a majority of them, so I got to be like the bigger brother, Chell. I can't just say yes when it's really no sometimes. But anyway.
Right. Don't.
Because you know why? Because I'm a consumer.
Yes.
I'm a fan.
Keep your commentary going the way it's going. Don't let these people back you down. You're not a fandom. Keep it going to where you're going, and be truthful about it. Tell Cardi what she wrong at, tell Nicki what she wrong at, and let it go.
Yes. Period. Thanks, boo.
All right.
We got three more minutes because we got to go watch Cardi B video. So 8391.
Oh, my gosh. I made it on. Hi, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Good. Okay, so I just wanted to say, you know, like, I feel like watching that yesterday was like watching your friend get into like a big blowout fight with their man just to get back with
Yes.
him. You know, like, it sucks because it kind of comes off as a publicity stunt. I'm sure it wasn't, but I feel she just could have just kept that energy and not mess with him no more, you know? Like, and I feel like it's also, it's more than Cardi and Nicki. There's always people going at the shade room, but you're right, like, all they do is support them. There's so many other blogs. They could be supporting you. You know, Jason has his own show. They could be doing that, and they still decide to go there, but then they get mad at it when it says what they're doing, you know?
Yeah. So to me, it's like, but like you said, I stay out of that stuff when it starts to feel like a relationship, a boyfriend-girlfriend, because guess what happens mm-hmm. when you're the friend and you get in the middle of a boyfriend and girlfriend? You are the one on the outs when they make up.
Mm-hmm. One last thing, Armand. I think Cardi's really trying hard to be above the drama because I think last time when they had the big blowout fight, the Met Gala and all that, not the Met Gala, but you know what I mean. I think she just felt so bad, and I think that's why she's not.
Oh, they said the video is tomorrow. Okay, my bad. Sorry. Okay, go ahead.
But, yeah, I feel like that's why she's not going off, but I think she just needs to. I'm going to let you go, but I am going to DM you later, so look out for that.
Okay. All right. 0766, you're live on the air.
Can you hear me?
Hey, yes.
Oh, well, this is about the Nicki situation. I feel like Nicki do have that relationship as, you know, mothering her fans, you know, because Nicki never touched her fans. Nicki been in the game maybe 50 years. She always show love to her fans, always but treat them, doing the most with them. And I feel like it wasn't that even big, you know. It was like, it was a lie. The Barbs wasn't listening.
Would it have been bigger if that was a girl that she put her hands on like that? That's what I'm saying. Like, I want to see her push a little girl like that.
I feel like it would be the same, too. Yeah, it would be the same. But Nicki treat her fans like she's the mother of all of them. She has that relationship. She talks to them like that on Twitter. How she hit him, pushed him, whatever she did, it was like from a mother vibe. She loves her fans. I don't know why y'all putting that against her. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, I understand all that, but ma'am, I'm not finna sit up here and now because it was just this little boy, maybe mm-hmm. you don't see it as a big deal because it was a boy. Maybe subconsciously you don't realize that you don't give a damn because it wasn't mm-hmm. a girl. But I'm not finna excuse that. She didn't need to put her hands on him like that because if that was a little black girl, she wouldn't have put her hands on him like that, her like that. Because I've never seen it.
I feel like it wasn't matter. Nicki never did this to her fans before. It was just, I think she was overwhelmed. The crowd was going crazy. The policeman wasn't doing nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
She was the only one hollering, trying to control her fans. I feel like it's not even that big. I understand, but the police wasn't doing their job. If you look at all the videos, they were just going crazy. They was doing too much. You know,
okay.
That's all I have to say. Nicki, I don't want to keep bashing her for that because Nicki really loves her fans.
Well, I'm always going to stand up for my boys because I know a lot of people won't. So I'm always going to stand up for my boys.
Yeah, I feel that. The boys, and she most of her fans is gay boys.
Right.
I feel like she got more gay boys.
She
than,
do, and
know,
that's my
girls,
thing.
So.
But now, if I was really reaching, I didn't go look at it myself because I didn't see it yet. But I heard that she posted pictures of her fans. Now, I don't know because I didn't look. And they said the fan pictures she posted was mostly with girls.
Yeah, but they had
there was no boys. The Barbs are made of queens.
I heard she didn't post
no pictures with no gay boys. But I didn't look, so I didn't bring that up.
I don't know where you're going with this, Armand, but it's not
I'm not
worth
going
it.
Anywhere.
You
Actually,
know,
I'm
why?
Getting off the Nicki? Phone with you. I'm getting off the phone with you because you didn't hear what I said. I said I didn't see it. But you know, what you're not going to do is try to act like the experience isn't real. Okay, now, so I'm not doing it. You don't have to understand it. You're not going to understand it. But I understand it. And as long as I can talk about it, I don't care if anybody else gets it. I get it. Okay? And period. That's just what it is. So 5385.
Why is everybody, first of all, let's keep it a stack. number one, the only reason she had that meet and greet was because she was an hour late to the performance at Wireless Fest, and she only gave him 30 minutes of a performance, and people were complaining that they didn't get the full 1 hour and 30 minutes. So she did the meet and greet because, like always, she was late, and she was tired of getting dragged on social media because everyone was dragging her. That's really why she did the meet and greet. So also they're saying, oh, there was a lot of people after the police wasn't doing anything. First of all, the police warned her. Literally, there's a video where the police said, you can't do this because it's going to cause chaos. The news reporters in the UK, literally, I have a screenshot of a news reporter that literally said that Nicki Minaj causes chaos in Camden. So you put yourself in that situation doing your impromptu meet and greet because you were late, as you always to your performance. Maybe you should start being on time so that you don't have to feel guilty and you don't have to get the lashings on social media of, you know, the 30-minute show that you gave your fans when they paid that hundreds, or some of them traveled, you know what I'm saying, paid thousands of dollars to see you for an hour and 30 minutes, and they got rushed sets, and you took 10-minute breaks to do outfit changes. So they really only got like 25 minutes, maybe 20 minutes of a performance. So it's the excuses for me. At the end of the day, don't put your hands on anyone because they were excited to see you. They're a fan of yours. You see what I'm saying? So for people to excuse, oh, that's how she talks to her fans. That's how she does that to her fans. It's very motherly. Well, if you're saying that mothers can be abusive, then that's sad. You know what I'm saying?
That's, and my thing is, how do you justify that, but then you don't justify someone, Cardi B on stage, and you got fans grabbing her microphone and stuff like that, and she swatting them off. Like, I just think that that's the delusion for me.
It's the fake outrage. It's the excuses for one and the fake outrage for the other, because at the end of the day, keep that same energy, as my good girlfriend Armand says.
Keep the same energy. That's what I'm saying. If it's good for the goose, it's good for the gander. Like, you know what I'm saying? But then I just feel like, and Cardi B, I feel like that was, it could have been man, woman, or girl. She was swatting whoever that was. I just don't feel like Nicki Minaj, that little boy was not even looking at her.
At all. He was excited. He was like, oops, selfie. Boom.
I just feel like if that was a little girl, she wouldn't have did that. I just don't feel like she would have, because what? I just don't feel like she would have did that. I just feel like, girl, he was at the wrong place at the wrong time. He was irritated. He was trying to get his little selfie, and you like, girl, move out the way, little boy.
Right. Right. And this is what happens when you do.
And that's what they give.
Right. And it's like, yeah, of course she's going to be frustrated. And if she was worried about, you know, the C word, you know, then you should have been on time to your show, so you wouldn't have felt like you had to make it up because you were getting dragged on social media. Because then now it's just excuses. To me, it's just like excuses for her actions. And that's not fair, because when other artists do it, you guys, you know, the blogs, not you guys, but you know who
I'm talking
about.
And then people was texting me saying that she was 4 hours late for the meet and greet. But I feel like that was because, I mean, she's always late, but then they were saying you know, it was so much pandemonium. So I don't know. I mean, you, at this point, are we not expecting Nicki Minaj to be late? Do y'all remember when she was late all the time to Queen Radio and she would blame DJ Boo for the driver? Do you remember when she did the international tour maybe in 2018, how she fired, I think, her manager or her driver or something because she said the driver kept making her late to shows? Remember, that's when I used to go off on her, because I used to be like, girl, you always say it's everybody else. But here we are in 2022 and this woman is still late all the time. Just take responsibility and be like, girl, I'm late. She blames everybody for her being late, but this woman is habitually late all the time. And then her fans will just make all these excuses.
Mind you, she was there a day early, so I don't know how she was late, number one. Number two, you know what I'm saying? She needs to be more accountable, because if I recall, I remember one time she blamed Arrogant Hay, her hairstylist, for being late. And the barbs dragged him for like a week straight. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the kind of stuff that's like weird to me. Just take accountability. Next time, be on time for your show that people pay thousands of dollars to go see you. And then, you know, you won't have situations like this where you have to shove kids because you feel like you're overwhelmed with all these people coming at you. But you knew what you were getting into when you did that. And you gave the location to everyone. you know what I'm saying, the coffee shop. She gave the location to everyone. So, of course, everyone's going to go, even the ones that didn't even go see her at Wireless Fest.
Right. All right, Eva. Thanks, boo. We got to get up out of here, but thanks for calling in. All right. So, listen, we're going to wrap this up there, but I just wanted to get into.